right now. That is the Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb. We'll take a break. More of our pregame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you master the game of basketball? With ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We built a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A-game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Gear up for your winter adventures with Gates Sportline Recreational Belts. The belts specifically designed for snowmobiles, RVs, and all-terrain vehicles. Gates Power Sports Belts are built for the cold. So stop by your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today and ask our expert staff to help you. Choose top-quality Gates Power Sports Belts and conquer the cold this winter. Only from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts stores. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
Hey friends, Mott's Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Mott's Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel, good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
Pre-game coverage continues from Value City Arena in Columbus. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Ohio State Buckeyes. The Badgers try to improve to 4-0 in Big Ten play. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Wisconsin enters tonight's game having won four straight, 10 of its last 11. The Buckeyes looking to bounce back. They were on a pretty good run until they ran into Indiana on Saturday night. The Hoosiers with a second-half rally got by Ohio State 71-65, snapping Ohio State's winning streak at four. We are a bit more than a half an hour away from the opening tip. The Badgers and the Buckeyes will check in with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
The morning show on WFHR. It's topical.
Oh, no! Oh!
Oh, we've been whammed.
We apologize to our wonderful, wonderful
listeners. All our listeners. This is the first time I've heard this song this year, so yeah.
Okay, almost made it to the 19th. I don't know. Do we decide if that counts or not? I think it does.
It's random. It's according to Seth's rules, it counts.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication. Or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
You by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud sponsor of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Now back to the Badger shoot-around.
Pre-game coverage continues, joined by Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Well, nothing like a little miscommunication with the Big Ten office, apparently. Stephen Crowell inadvertently listed as out. He is officially listed as questionable. They're just trying to make sure the writers are keeping on their toes, I guess, right?
He's okay. I guess we'll keep you, keep all you guys in the media paying attention before game time. Yeah, that's, it's a new process this year. That started, obviously, back in the fall with football with, the availability report. So, there's still bugs in the system. I guess we have to continue to work through. But we'll see how Steve feels tonight. See if he can give it a go. If not, we got other guys ready behind him. Like I said, that was a little translation error, I guess you would say, or miscommunication this afternoon.
Yeah, that happened during the football season as well. I think it happens. We move on. Well, we've talked about this, I don't know how many times already this year, this league, and what you guys were able to do against Nebraska, what Nebraska did last night. It is the latest reminder that you better be ready every night or else.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've talked a lot, Matt, about over the years, even just the parity across not only our league but college basketball. It's last night it was one of those where you didn't want to be the road team, whether you're Indiana or Purdue. But I think that you just see we knew Nebraska was a good team, and we played really well on Saturday, and they kept, they played exceptionally well last night. So, and it's not like Purdue played bad, it was just Nebraska was better. So that's the beauty and yet the beast of this league is that every night, what happened in the past doesn't matter. It's only about the 40 minutes you have in front of you.
We've talked a lot about the offense. You guys are getting a lot of attention with the offensive efficiency being among the best in the country. Where do you feel like things have gone on the defensive end of the floor for you guys collectively as this season moves along?
Yeah, I think we've gotten better, never probably as good as what I would like. I think we, got to continue to improve and get more consistent in that area. Some of it's lineup driven. When we have certain lineups on the floor, usually our more experienced players are our better defensive players because they've just had more reps, more repetition. So I think there's always room for improvement. And sometimes when you're scoring, the other end maybe doesn't quite, but we want to make sure we want to be really good on both ends.
Yeah, and offensively, the ball just doesn't stick now. The movement's been that's maybe as much as anything has been a big part.
Yeah, I think we're just more efficient. And I know, tempo versus efficiency is an age-old, since the beginning of time discussion, but it's more the efficiency. We don't have the wasted possessions, or at least we try not to have as many wasted possessions, and if there's a longer chain of them, we try to quickly get them corrected, and some of it's schematically what we're doing, and some of it's the players that are making plays and keeping us out of those droughts.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll have more with head coach Greg Gard, presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming, back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools.
At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Clery building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Clery Building Corp, since 1978.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
We continue with Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Well, older faces, new places with guys like Evan Mahaffey and in particular Jamison Battle. They talk about he doesn't have to be like the lead guy necessarily, but he can be, right?
With his he's really, they talk about experience coming to the forefront, fifth year, has played in this league already. So, and I think those you mentioned Jamison, but also you go back to the Bruce Thornton at the point and Roddy Gale on the wing along with Jamison. And those three are probably as good a trio as we have in our league right now and how they've been playing. And then you mentioned, Mahaffey came from Penn State, and Akpara and Key are experienced bigs inside. So it's a really, a good team that's had I think went through growing pains last year, much like we did. And you have quite a few of those guys come back and get better. Bruce Thornton, the jump he's made in his game is noticeable. And obviously you add a score and the efficiency that Jamison Battle is playing with that makes them a really good team.
Go back to Akpara, really good shot blocker. He, along with Cliff Amori, lead the Big Ten. Amori 1, Akpara 2. Remember talking to you as an assistant head coach. You face some really big shot blockers. You still got to go at him a little bit, don't you?
You do. Yeah, I think you can't get caught up in where he is and what's going on. I mean, just make good decisions around the rim. And, he erases and recovers really well, as well as anybody. Obviously, he's, top tier of the league in terms of blocking shots. But, he's gotten better at running to the rim, got better at finishing. Thornton does a really good job of finding him in some of their ball screen actions. So, like I said, just a really good combination. You put those three scorers out front, and then the two guys up front have done a really good job. No matter who they are, the combination they played has been pretty effective.
We talked a little bit on your radio show earlier this week. The newer faces, A.J. Storr, John Blackwell, obviously getting a lot of attention, rightfully. locally. So Nolan Winter, you've seen a guy, he's always been willing, but it seems like the contact is something that he's been able to play through a little bit
better. Yeah, I think he's getting better with his base, you know, and not getting caught maybe off balance, playing a little lower through his hips and keeping his feet apart. So when he does get hit, he's not giving ground as much. And obviously that's the experience that only you can get by going through it as a freshman that's 7 foot, that's, you know, for the first time consistently playing against guys his size. So there's a learning curve going on there that I think will help him immensely going forward. But obviously we're in the here and now and looking forward to how he can play tonight.
All right, that's Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Stay with us. We'll look around the Big Ten presented by the Big Ten Network in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Columbus with the Badgers taking on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Time now for our Big Ten report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. Game in progress, about 4.5 minutes remaining at Penn State. And it's a tight one. Northwestern leading the Nittany Lions 66-63. Those two programs represent the next two games for Wisconsin. Northwestern on Saturday morning and then Penn State's in Happy Valley next Tuesday. Well, the big story last night, Butchie, is the Purdue Boilermakers took their second loss of the season, and Nebraska was just lighting it up, just raining threes on Purdue. The first win for the Huskers against an AP number one in 41 years. It was a little bit of partying going on in Lincoln last night.
I thought it was a quiet night in the Big Ten. I really did. You look at it. This is what this league does. You've got to come and you've got to play every single night. That's why this game for this Badger team scares me a little bit. Why? Because it's on the road. Mm-hmm. You look at Purdue, I still think they're the best team in the country, man. I really do.
Yep.
But they've got two losses in Big Ten play, both on the road. Like, when you go on the road, it's a different place. Look at Indiana last night as well. They go to Rutgers. Now, I didn't think their guard play was good at all, to be completely honest.
It's very inconsistent.
Big, right?
Like, yes.
And that showed, and Rutgers, they're trying to figure some stuff out. But again, it's a road loss by Indiana. This league, as many times that people say it's not as good, you go to these games, you go to road games, I don't care what it is. Even when I played, the league wasn't great, but going on the road was always challenging. And I think that's the biggest thing when you look at what this game is tonight for this Badger team. You've got to have laser focus.
The second place team in the Big Ten right now, just like everyone predicted.
You can say it.
The Minnesota Golden Gophers, they're 3-1. And just like everyone predicted, Wisconsin is the last team without a loss in the Big Ten at 3-0. Knock on wood when you say that. But, yeah, it's still really early, right? It's a 20-game conference season. But, you salute the Gophers. I mean, it's been a major slog for that program for a number of years, and Ben Johnson's got them off to a good start this year.
He really does have them off to a good start. They're playing together. They're playing with a lot of energy and passion. I know that's crazy to say that that's why they're having success, but you didn't always have that with those Minnesota teams. There were a lot of individuals that would come in because of the transfer portal. They went old and experienced. They were only there for a year. Like, they're just something that looks special when they're playing this year, that as far as playing together and kind of making the extra pass and finding each other. So it's fun, We'll see how long it lasts. Mm-hmm. But right now with Minnesota, you got to be happy for what Ben Johnson's done.
And off the court, more news from the Michigan Wolverines basketball program. A statement from head coach Juwan Howard, beginning with their game at Maryland. Doug McDaniel will not be traveling to road games until further notice. The quote from the head coach is, Doug will dress for home games. However, when Michigan, would be away from home, McDaniel will work towards meeting several academic goals he has set and needs to meet. So, in other words, he's suspended for road games the foreseeable future. It's never dull at Michigan.
It's a new one.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of new ones over the last couple of weeks. Not the way that I would probably handle it.
Yeah.
But I don't have to handle it. So
exactly, yeah.
That's not my problem to handle.
As the Hall of Fame Badger football coach said, Barry Alvarez, not my problem, cuz. So they'll let Michigan deal with that, and we'll keep tabs on that moving forward. That is the Big Ten Report brought to you by the Big Ten Network. When we continue, Butchie will give you his keys to the game. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
There's no better time than now to join Badger men's basketball at the Kohl Center. Secure your seats today and be there as the Badgers face off against Big Ten rivals all month on their home court. For more information on Wisconsin men's basketball and to purchase tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
For generations, hardworking people have relied on Ford F-Series trucks to help grow businesses, communities, families. A legacy of capability and technology that has made Ford F-Series America's best-selling trucks 47 years straight. This is the next generation of built Ford tough. Based on 1977 to 2023 calendar year total sales.
Pre-game coverage continues. Wisconsin and Ohio State here at Value City Arena. Time now for Butchie's keys to the game.
Even though Ohio State's tempo is 276 in the country, you have to look at their transition offense. If you're Wisconsin, your transition defense needs to be good. Stop that initial wave, then load up to the ball and defend. Also, half-court ball screen defense. Ohio State's going to run a lot of ball screen. How do you handle that and still stay attached to shooters? That gets to the third one, the three-point line. It's crucial. When you look at Ohio State, they're shooting at over 37%, 45th in the nation. Battle's going to let it fly. You've got to guard that. As far as offensively, what Wisconsin needs to do, dominate the paint. They continue to do it. You hear Coach Carr talk about it a lot, the 10-foot zone. They need to dominate. It's a weakness of Ohio State. It's a strength of Wisconsin. They have to win it tonight.
Badgers in the points of the paint better than a plus 7.5 over the opponents here this season. They've had stretches where it has been much, much bigger even than that. Those are Butchie's keys to the game. Stay with us. We're back with the starting lineups. Spoiler alert, Crowell's in it. Starting lineups presented by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Time for the UW Health Injury Update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. Stephen Crowell listed as questionable. He has his left knee wrapped. He's been going through the warm-ups here the past several minutes. I'm going to say, I don't know if he's moving around great, but he's moving around better than I am, but I have a pretty low bar. So we'll see how it goes.
I saw you on the treadmill. You were moving just fine.
I was hurting.
You look beautiful.
I'm listed as questionable as well. Everybody else, by the way, up and running here for the Badgers, and that is your UW Health Injury Update. Now to the starting lineups brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. First for Chris Holtman's Buckeyes. Holtman in his seventh year in Columbus, a record of 133-77. 249 career coaching wins, though, for Holtman's teams. He is 4-5 against the Badgers. His front line, Jamison Battle, the 6'7", fifth-year senior out of Robbinsdale, Minnesota. The former Minnesota Golden Gopher also was 2 years at George Washington. Battle is connecting on 45% of his three-point shots. He is averaging 15 points per game. Felix Akpara, a 6'11 sophomore from Nigeria, second in the Big Ten in blocks with 34, averaging better than 6 points a game and 7 rebounds. Evan Mahaffey comes back to the home state, sophomore from Cincinnati, a transfer from Penn State. Mahaffey averaging 3.5 points, about 4.5 rebounds a game. Bruce Thornton, 6'2 sophomore out of Fairborn, Georgia, at 17 points, 3 rebounds, close to 4.5 assists per game. And Roddy Gale Jr. rounds out the starting five, 6'4 sophomore from Niagara Falls, New York, at 14.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, and better than 3 assists per game. Same starting five as always for Greg Gard's Badgers. Tyler Wall averaging 12 points, 6 rebounds a game. Stephen Crowell in the starting five, the 7 foot junior, averaging 12.5 points, 7.5 rebounds, better than 2 assists per game. AJ Storr, the 6'7 sophomore, averaging close to 15 points a game and 3 rebounds. Max Klesman at 7 points per game, and Chucky Hepburn rounding out the starting five, averaging 9 points, 3 rebounds, 4 assists per game. As Patrick Herb talked about, he has more steals than turnovers, 24 pilfers, just 18 turnovers compared to 58 assists here for Chucky Hepburn. And that assist to turnover has been better than 4-1 over the last 10 games. It's a series that Ohio State leads through the years, 95-77. Badgers have won 4 of the last 6. If you go deeper, the teams have split the last 10 games. And in the last 6 games, the point total exactly the same, 419 for Wisconsin, 419 for Ohio State. That's enough numbers, don't you think? We are about ready to go. The opening tip presented by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is just moments away. Jumpstart your day with thick, creamy, all-natural Greek yogurt with real flavorful fruit. Odyssey Greek Yogurt. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Latte Matza Pizza. You know, so many people are stuck in the moat of mundaneness when it comes to their frozen pizza choice. Same cardboard crust, flavorless sauce, second-rate cheese, you know, all the assumptions of a frozen pizza. Well, it's time to ditch the downer and throw out that theory by diving into a Brewpub Latte Matza Pizza. Thin, cracker-like crust, a bold, tasty sauce, high-quality meat and veggie toppings, and bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese. There's nothing humdrum about a Brewpub pizza. See for yourself. Snag one today from the frozen pizza section at your local grocery store.
How do you master the game of basketball? With Ingenuity. By creating new opportunities to turn post-ups into layups, spin moves into easy steals, press breaks into fast breaks. At UW Health, we use the same ingenuity to treat injuries. We build a team of the greatest minds in sports medicine, constantly innovating for the future of sports treatment. As the Badgers' official team doctors, we're dedicated to delivering advanced care every day so any athlete can stay on their A game. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. All so you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you've got the right tools and the friendly people at U.S. Bank in your corner, making smarter money choices is a piece of cake. If only our tools and helpful advisors could have helped you avoid some of those not-so-smart choices in life. Like that time you tried to pick up unicycling.
Whoa, coming through!
Or when you thought it'd be okay to pet that squirrel in the park.
Good squirrel.
While we can't help you with all that, we can help you bank smartly at usbank.com/smartertogether. Member FDIC.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, Badger basketball is on the air. It's time to turn up for tip-off on Wisconsin.
Plesman off the right wing, and the lane goes up left hand. Good off the glass. Snaps off a three, right side. Book it. Chucky Hepburn for three. Crowd to the rim. Slam dunk.
Badger basketball is brought to you by Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Menards, save big money at Menards, proud partner of Badger basketball. Tip-off is just moments away. Let's go courtside. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Arena in Columbus alongside Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCain, and Aisha Jackson back at our network studio. This is Matt LePay. We welcome you to Wisconsin basketball. We welcome you to game four of Big Ten play for Greg Gard's team. 3-0, the only unbeaten team in conference play. 11-3 overall, winners of four straight, 10 of their last 11 against the Ohio State Buckeyes. They're 12-3, two up, two down in Big Ten play. They had a four-game winning streak that was snapped on Saturday night at Indiana. Both programs believe they're much better than a year ago. They were the 12-13 teams in the conference. They both have gotten help via the transfer portal. We know about A.J. Storr, Jamison Battle, Butchie. He has been a big boost to this Ohio State team.
Well, he has. The way that he's shooting the ball right now is out of this world. And what he's done, he's made 47 threes, taken 104. So the amount that he's taking is up there, but you look at the percentage at 45%. Not like he's just taking shots, he's making shots too. So Wisconsin's going to have to try to find him in transition. And that's what Ohio State wants to do early and often. Look for battle up the sideline, see if he can get a shot. If he can't get it, then they're going to run their offense. And that's where Wisconsin has to stay disciplined.
We will keep an eye out on Steven Crowell for you. He is in the starting lineup. If you are just checking us out now, he has that left knee wrapped. He was listed as questionable earlier. Inadvertently, he was listed as out. That was inaccurate. Questionable is the call. You know, Greg Gard, as you heard in our pregame conversation, we want to see how he got through the warm-ups. So he's in the starting five. We'll see how the minutes go for him. But Nolan Winter is certainly Butchie at the ready as a young fella continuing to, I guess, really develop before our very eyes. He's got a lot of gifts, but he's a freshman. But he's been pretty impressive here of late.
But the matchup against Felix Akpara is a good one for him.
Yes.
When you look at Akpara, he's not that physically strong. Like, he's raw himself. He's young. He's an athlete. So the matchup-wise, if, and I think it's a big if, Steve Kroll can't go his normal minutes, you at least have a matchup, if you're Coach Gard, that you like with Nolan Winter coming in, and it's not one of those difficult matchups per se.
All right, class is back in session here at Ohio State, so the students are here. This is as we've talked about many years, this is the largest arena in the Big Ten. If you've ever been to the United Center, that's the comp that comes to my mind. A lot of empty seats, but they call their student section the Nut House, and they were here early, and we'll see if there's some juice in the building. Probably should be from Ohio State's perspective. You got the 15th ranked team and the first place team in the Big Ten in town. So let's see what happens.
And a chance for you to make a statement. That's where Wisconsin is trending right now in this season. Every place they go, every time they have a game, they're going to be a team that everyone's circling and say, we've got to get them just by the way they're playing. But that's what you want right now.
Yep.
Going into Big Ten play, you want to have that target on the back. That means you're a pretty good basketball team.
Yeah, that's when that bullseye starts to get a little bit bigger. That's when you know you're good. The Badgers break their huddle, though they're in the traveling Cardinal unis and the white trim. The Buckeyes in the home whites and the scarlet and gray trim as we are about set to go. Doug Sermons, Kip Kissinger, and Earl Walton are your officials for this Tuesday night matchup, or actually this is Wednesday, is it? Wednesday night matchup here in Columbus, Ohio.
That snow got all of us a little
it
bit.
It did. Yeah, that was a bumpy ride down here yesterday. That got everybody's attention.
Pilot even wished us good luck. That's a first.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. Always good when they remind you where the air sickness bags are, and good luck, everyone. So it's
I was good until I got the good luck.
Yeah,
whoa.
That's right.
Whoa.
They said, good luck to you up there in the cockpit. Thank you very much. It was perfectly safe. We were all able to laugh about it. They've flown in bumpy weather before, so all good. We are ready to roll here at Ohio State. Felix Akpara and Steven Crowell ready to jump center. It has gone final at Penn State. Northwestern 76, Penn State 72. Toss and tap to the Badgers. They'll move to our left from our vantage point, and we are underway at Value City Arena. Steven Crowell at the top of the circle. Bounce pass A.J. Storr. Backing, turns, up right hand, and it's 2-0 Wisconsin. They feed A.J. right out of the gate.
Just the start you wanted, inside the paint.
Ohio State moving to our right. Jamison Battle. He'll be shadowed by Max Klesman. Thornton off the ball screen against Hepburn. Kills the dribble left of the circle. Needs some help. Finds Battle. Free off the screen. Top of the key jumper is good. It's a two for Jamison Battle. We're tied at two. Off the floor comes Tyler Wall for Wisconsin. Hands off to Klesman. He's with Battle. Storr. He is with Roddy Gale. Hepburn high on the right. Feeds Crowell. Turns it to Wall left point. Throwing to Hepburn up top. Loops at the Crowell, makes the handoff to Hepburn. Couple of dribbles for Crowell. He'll throw it to Wall on the left side. Tyler off the left wing in the lane. Low on the right, up and in over Mahaffey. It's 4-2 Wisconsin.
Tyler's done a good job of starting games for this team. Been very aggressive.
17 points on their last game on Saturday against Nebraska. With the ball is Thornton on the right wing against Hepburn. Thornton off the wing in the lane. matchup there as Thornton really put together. Here's Gale off the right wing, got hung up in the air, pass deflected, gets to Mahaffey, and he threw it away to Hepburn. Thornton is back, Chucky left of the lane, jump stop in the paint, finds the trailer Store, and A.J. will peel it out to the wing. Throws to Crowell, left of the circle, sends it back to Store. Loops it inside, caught by Wall. Wall, single coverage from Mahaffey, backing his Wall, ball poked away. Wall dives to the floor, and tying him up was Mahaffey. They'll get a held ball, arrow, Ohio State.
And Mahaffey just used his length there with Tyler, was able to poke that away. Tyler was trying to bang on that second goal where he was trying to feel the body. He was able to reach it. That's where the jump ball happened.
A minute 40 gone by, 4-2 Wisconsin as Bruce Thornton up the floor for the Buckeyes. He too has an outstanding assist to turnover ratio. We've talked about Hepburn, and Thornton has been terrific as well. Akpara hands off to Thornton, takes the top of the circle, works on Hepburn, right lane line, stops, pops from 10 and hits.
And he's looked to do more of that, Matt, as well, score, right?
Yep.
Assist, but he's also looked to score.
17 a game he's averaging coming into this matchup tonight. Here's A.J. Store against Thornton. Store drives the lane to the rim, up left hand, no good, too strong, rebound Mahaffey. Store a little slow to get up. Now he'll rejoin the fray. Battle off the catch. Left side three is good. He has hit five threes in each of the last four games. He gets his first triple early on tonight.
And that's where a lot of them come. Transition. A.J. misses the layup. It's a 4-on-5.
7-4 Ohio State, 2.5 minutes gone by. Hepburn throws to Crowell, gets it back to Chucky to the free throw line. Now Wall flips it to Store off the Wall ball screen to the top of the arc. A pass for Klesman, bounce feed into Wall. Tyler low on the right, and he got fouled by Evan Mahaffey. Mahaffey in that starting lineup primarily because of his defensive work, and he is called for his first foul. 2:45 gone by, 7-4 Ohio State. Hepburn, baseline right, inbounds to Crowell. Right of the lane is Stevie. Single coverage, Akpara. Crowell holding, puts it on the deck, starts the back. Mid post right, turns to the block, knocked away. Akpara actually lost by Crowell. Out of bounds, turnover Wisconsin.
Not necessarily the start Wisconsin won. A couple things, turnovers, two of them on that end, and then all of a sudden give up that transition three. Got to get back to your discipline.
Gale throwing to Akpara, top of the circle. One dribble, a handoff to Thornton. A little hedge from Crowell. Thornton for three straight away. It's around the rim and out, no good. Rebound, Wall tips to Crowell. One and out for Ohio State. 3:15 gone by, 7-4. Ohio State leads Wisconsin. A.J. Store high on the right. Gale defending. Store on the dribble right wing. Throws to Crowell. Refeed Store. Right side turns down the Crowell screen. Store baseline right. A caught up and throws it out to Crowell. His shot is sent back. Wall is there right wing. 10 on the shot clock. Hepburn at the center circle. Hepburn against Thornton. Hepburn off the Crowell screen. Chucky left lane line. Three to shoot. Two to shoot. Here's Hepburn. Deep three right side. And it clipped the front rim. No good. Battle the rebound. Jamison battle up the left sideline of the front court. Drops it back to Thornton. Feeds Mahaffey. Hands off to Roddy Gale. Gale the left-hand dribble. A lob inside. It's into the hands of Stephen Crowell. A turnover for Ohio State. Here's Tyler Wall. Left of the lane. Tyler mid-post left. Backing on Akpara. And almost Walk gets it out the Store. He'll try a three right side. Back iron no good. Jamison battle the rebound. 4:10 gone by, 7-4 Ohio State.
The ball's got to move more for Wisconsin.
Evan Mahaffey at the top, hands off to Thornton. Thornton pull up left elbow jumper. Back rim no good. Rebound tipped out to Battle. Battle with a lob inside for Mahaffey. It's deflected away by Hepburn. And a turnover for Ohio State. Good work from Chucky. Up the right sideline. Around a screen from Wall. Throwing to Crowell, left of the circle. Beats A.J. Store on the left wing. Store finds Wall. Turns to Hepburn right side. Hooks it back to Wall. To the line. In the lane. Eight-footer will bounce in for Tyler Wall, who has 4 points early on for the Badgers.
Steve Crowell did a good job of occupying Akpara so that the shot blocker could come over and get the ball by Tyler Wall.
7-6 Ohio State, about 5 minutes gone by. Akpara outside left, hands off to Thornton. Thornton at the top of the circle. Knocked away by Hepburn. Thornton trying to dig it back, and he does. Hepburn is just off the hip. Now Thornton, a pull-up jump is good. Short-range J from Thornton. A near turnover turns into a bucket for Ohio State. 9-6 the Buckeyes. 14:42 left in the first half. Hepburn sets the floor, throws to Crowell at the top of the arc. Beats Tyler Wall. Tossed it back to Hepburn. Out between the arcs, sends to Klesmet, pops at the store left corner. Goes into Stephen Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Okpara. A lob inside, Storr slam dunk. A.J. Storr pulls the Badgers back to within one.
That will help your points per possession. It is just different, man. It's just different.
It sure is. Here's Thornton leaning, shooting, and scoring. Thornton was six in the early minutes for Ohio State. 11-8 the Buckeyes.
And that's that ball screen defense we've talked about right now. They've got to change up the look just a little, give him different options.
6 minutes into the game, Hepburn throwing to Crowell on the right wing. Stevie gives it up the wall, a pass for Hepburn up top. Hepburn looks, flips to Klesmet outside right. He'll give it up the wall on the right wing. Wall inside feed for Hepburn, deflected. Chucky gets it back, eight to shoot. Hepburn baseline right. Chucky starts to back on Thornton, finds a cutting Klesmet, low on the left, one pump, goes up, blocked away by Battle, who comes up with it for Ohio State, and then knocked out of bounds. It'll belong to the Buckeyes as we hit our first media timeout. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in solutions for clean, reliable energy now and in the future. And the All of Us Research Program in Wisconsin aims to speed up medical research by asking Wisconsinites to share health information. Learn more at allofus.wisc.edu. 13:34 left in the first half. Ohio State 11, Wisconsin 8. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Get big savings on your bathroom update at Menards. We have everything you need to create the bathroom of your dreams with Sterling tubs and showers that fit your style and your budget. Like the Sterling Ensemble Medley Tub and Shower. Its tongue and groove interlocking joints form a seamless appearance and make installation quick and easy. Its durable high gloss finish provides lasting beauty. Get yours today for $699.99. Big buys, big savings. Right now at Menards. Prices good through January 14th.
Save big money at Menards.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and one friend to experience a Badger basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 11-8, Ohio State leads Wisconsin, 13:34 left in the half.
Right now, Ohio State 5 of 7 from the floor, and it's not like they're making tough shots right now. Right, so defensively is where Wisconsin needs to lock in. See a couple of subs coming in to see if they can bring some energy. But it's that pick and roll that they're getting with Thornton. You got to make him uncomfortable.
Five on the floor for the Badgers. Hepburn, Connor Esiejan, John Blackwell, Carter Gilmore, and Nolan Winter. Roddy Gale to the front court, flips to Jamison Battle. Zed Key in the lineup, sets the screen for Gale. Top of the circle, inside lob. Key catches low on the right, layup good. Zed Key coming off the bench this season, gets an early bucket.
And Gilly's got to stay down on that roll replace action.
13-8 Ohio State. Winter throwing to Gilmore at the top. Feeds Hepburn, a throw to John Blackwell. Top of the circle, bounce pass Gilmore high on the left. He'll throw it to Winter at the top. Nolan scoops it to Hepburn. Bobs off the Winter screen, moving to his left. He'll feed Gilmore. Bobbles, gathers left corner. Shot clock at 5. Gilly off the left wing in the lane. Kicks it to Winter. Shot fake. Now runs it up. Just does beat the shot clock and hit the runner with the right hand. Nolan Winter pulls the Badgers back within 3. 13-10 Ohio State with 12:38 left in the first half. Zed Key gives off to Scotty Middleton, freshman out of Miami, Florida. Now Gale on the left side. Gale throwing to Middleton, high on the right. Inside feed, caught by Key. Low on the left, up over Winter, and a foul called on Nolan Winter. Well, that's where you're using the senior in Key working against the freshman Nolan Winter, and it's the freshman picking up the foul.
Well, and that's where you look at Key at, you know, 6'8", 255. It's those big wide hips of Zinke. And that's exactly what he did to create the lob opportunity. And Nola's trying to get over the high side of that screen. I'd love for him to be more of a boxer. Mm-hmm. Right? Go high, come back behind. Go high, come back behind. That way that lob isn't right there. You're trying to make that passer really think, where are you? Instead, Nolan stayed high side. It was an easy entry in.
Key hits the first free throw. There's a lot less of Zed Key. He's dropped about 25 pounds from last year, an injury-plagued year last season for Key, who hits both free throws. Evan Mahaffey re-enters for Jamison Battle, 15-10 Ohio State.
You know, Zed Key's got a pet snake.
Yeah, yes, he's a rather interesting fellow.
You think?
Yeah.
What are we doing having pet snakes? Get those things away from me.
Yeah, that's working for him. Here's Blackwell, left block against Middleton, muscles it up, and it's knocked away by Mahaffey and out of bounds. Mahaffey coming off the ball with the rejection. It was frustrating for Key last year. He had played in 25 games and then had to shut it down about the middle of February with a shoulder surgery. But he and the snake are back and better than ever.
I could see you having a pet snake.
Oh, sure. Here's Hepburn for 3, left side. Good. Chucky Hepburn with a triple. To come up with a name for it. 15-13, Ohio State. 12 minutes left in the half. Here's Gale off the right wing to the goal. Layup is good.
It's got to start on the defensive end for Wisconsin. Right now, Ohio State is getting anything they want way too easy.
17-13, the Buckeyes. Winter throwing to Gilmore. Rotates to Blackwell on the left side. Blackwell gives off to Winter, high on the right. He'll hand off to his Sejan. Connor flips to Gilmore, left of the circle. Sends to Blackwell off the left wing. Blackwell out to Connor, flips a 3, left side. Bangs off the rim, no good. Rebound off of Buckeye, and no, it was not. As Gale was able to pull his hand back, it goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Ohio State when play continues. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meats and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. And Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells is your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Your odds are better there. 11:31 left of the first half. Ohio State 17, Wisconsin 13. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline helps your engine run smoother and cleaner along the way. When you start with Citgo, You're good to go. 11 minutes, 31 seconds left in the first half. Ohio State 17, Wisconsin 13. Buckeyes have come out popping 7 out of 9 shooting so far.
Well, and you look at Thornton and Gale, what they do, they average 31 points between the two of them, 7.5 assists, 8.5 rebounds. So that perimeter of what they have is a really good team. Like, they're really good to guard. Then you add, you know, Battle into that, and they're averaging almost 50 points with those three. That's where it's all coming from. You had Zed Key get 4 total points here quickly. The rest of it is all perimeter, and there really hasn't been any pressure on those perimeter players. Mm-hmm. Their intensity, Wisconsin's intensity, needs to be better at the point of the catch with these guys right now. Get them uncomfortable.
Steven Crowell back in the back on the floor out there with Wall, C.J. Hepburn, and A.J. Storr. And bringing it up the floor for Ohio State is Roddy Gale. 6'4 sophomore, left side of the offensive end, throwing to Middleton left wing. He feeds Gale, high screen Key. Gale at the top of the circle against Storr. Now Middleton versus Asijan, a throw to Mahaffey at the top. Hands off to Thornton, leaves it for Key, left of the circle, fakes the three. Shot clock at 8, scoops it to Gale. Left lane line, driving up left hand, too strong, no good. Rebound, back tapped out to Mahaffey. Now Thornton for 3 up top, back iron, no good. Another back tap from Key, another opportunity for Ohio State. Thornton, baseline right jumper is good. This is a very, very good offensive rebounding team, Ohio State. The Badgers are the best defensive rebounding team of the conference. Ohio State got the better of them there. 19-13, the Buckeyes, 10:40 left in the first half. A.J. Storr high on the right. Throws to Hepburn, outside left, loops it in the wall, left of the lane. Single coverage, Evan Mahaffey. Wall starts to back. Backing, a dig for Middleton. Up with a left shoulder turn, right hand, up no good from Wall. Middleton has it, knocked away by Tyler Wall, and out of bounds to Ohio State. Ohio State 8 of 12 from the floor. The Badgers 6 of 14. 19-13 Ohio State. 10:22 left of the first half. Zed Key between the arcs throwing to Gale. Flips it to Thornton. Thornton finds Mahaffey at the top of the circle. Mahaffey got tripped up by Tyler Wall, who is called for the foul. That'll be his first.
Talk about being aggressive. There's a situation with Mahaffey. He's not going to shoot. So Tyler's got to give space, because now all of a sudden, if you don't, Mahaffey's first step is pretty quick. You get beat. That's where the foul comes. And now you're in that tough situation. Mahaffey's only shot 10 threes on the entire year.
Yep.
Give him space.
The team's subbing. Max Klesman back in the game. Okpara and Battle re-enter for Ohio State. Dale Bonner, a transfer from Baylor, is on the floor for the Buckeyes now. Here's Thornton at the top. Turns up 16 feet away. Too long, no good. The rebound to Klesman. 10 minutes left of the first half. 19-13 Ohio State. Klesman on the left side, throwing to Wall left of the circle. Sends it to Steven Crowell. Picked up the dribble. Hands off to Hepburn. Throwing to Wall at the top. Drifting left. Leaves it for Storr at the left point. Storr against Thornton. Storr mid-range jump left side. Good. A.J. Storr with 6. It's 19-15 Ohio State.
Big bucket there. Just for the flow of that offense.
Absolutely. 9:37 left in the first half. Bonner picks up the dribble up top against Storr. A bounce for Okpara left of the circle. Working against Steven Crowell. Okpara. It's the pass out to Mahaffey at the top. Shot clock at 10. A handoff to Bonner. Driving left lane line. Cut off by Wall. A throw out to Thornton. Operates on Hepburn. Pumps, pivots, 3 to shoot. Battle. A step back 3 on the right side is good over Klesman. Jamison Battle with his second 3.
And that's a shot. And that's good defense. Just a better offensive play.
22-15, the Buckeyes. 9 minutes left in the half. Klesman goes into Crowell. Knocked away. Ball is loose. Pulled down by Evan Mahaffey. On the run for Ohio State. Out the Battle. Takes the 3 left side. And that's short. No good. Rebound to Storr.
Sent a thank you card there.
Yeah,
because that could have been real bad.
Storr off the right wing to the cup, and he'll lay it in. 22-17, Ohio State, 8:40 left in the half.
8:40 left. That is a point in that game. I know it's early, but that could have changed that game real quick.
Bonner in the lane, up too long with the runner, and the rebound to Crowell. He'll give to Hepburn, and here comes Chucky. Left side of the front court for Wisconsin. Thornton defense. Hepburn off the wall screen. Dropped it back to Crowell. Wide open 3 up top. Too hard, no good. Bonner the rebound. Dale Bonner to the front court for Ohio State. Leaves it for Jamison Battle. He'll throw it to Mahaffey at the top. Mahaffey against Wall. Sends to Bruce Thornton. Thornton now picked up by Wall. Thornton sizing him up. On the dribble to the right baseline. Throwing to Battle against Hepburn. Now Akpara gets it back to Battle, and it's knocked away. Ball is loose. Hepburn almost forced the turnover. Thornton is there. Five to shoot. Battle against Wall. Long three for Battle is good. He's feeling it. His third three, and it's 25-17 Ohio State. 7:42 left in the first half. Jamison Battle in the two games last year with Minnesota did not shoot well against Wisconsin. Battle fouls Klesmet out front as we have our under eight media timeout. Before we go to a commercial break, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Looking for bigger, bolder, better yields? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are here to change the game. Our seed products deliver winning results every single time. Reach out to your local FS retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. We'll step away. 7:38 left of the first half. Ohio State 25, Wisconsin 17. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Emergency medical unit, respond to 102 Maple Avenue, possible stroke victim.
When stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life. There are new treatments, but you must get to a hospital fast. If you suddenly feel weakness on one side,